That's the sound from Baghdad today, where mourners lay to rest the leader of the largest Sunni Arab political bloc. Hadith al-Obeidi was gunned down yesterday at a West Baghdad mosque. He just delivered a sermon demanding that the Iraqi government respect human rights. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports from Iraq on a fallen political reformer.
Hadith al-Obeidi was a professor of Islamic jurisprudence before he became a member of parliament. Colleagues said his gentle and friendly manner helped bring together disparate political factions and got him selected as the head of Tawafuq, the largest Sunni voting bloc. But he was not soft-spoken about the rights of detainees in Iraq's prison system, the subject of his sermon yesterday. You should put your God in front of you to decide the fate of the thousands of innocent prisoners in the jails, Obeidi said. Only moments later, as Obeidi left the podium surrounded by guards, a young man drew near and shot him in the back of the head. Details are confusing about what happened next, but four others died as the killer tried to escape. He was shot by guards and died while detonating a hand grenade. Associates of Mr. Obeidi said the murder must have been well organized to get through high security around the mosque and the neighborhood. Colleagues in parliament said the killing aimed to stifle dissent. Shada al-Ubusi worked with Obeidi on the parliament's Human Rights Committee.
I memorized what he say. Every time he say, we must solve the problem of the detainees. We must solve the problem with the, you know, mass graves, because the people didn't know their sons, if they are still alive or not.
Obeidi quickly became one of the most important advocates for human rights in the government. His selection as leader of the Sunni bloc suggested a new willingness to move toward reconciliation after ethnic and sectarian bloodshed. Iraq needed him badly, Obusi said.
Nobody can replace him. Nobody. And everybody like him, Shia, Sunni or Kurds, everybody like him. Because very, very few people have a character like him.
Mourners chanted as they laid Hadith al-Obeidi to rest, and condolences arrived from the Iraqi president and prime minister, as well as American officials. Obeidi was 47 years old and the father of 8 children. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.